Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Have a memorable Memorial Day. Thank you, Pastor Stevens. One way to do that is to join us this Sunday for my adult Bible class and Sunday school for all ages. That begins at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. And then the main service follows at 10:45. And then our evening service begins at 5 p.m. Come to one or all. Nursery is provided for each. We would love to see you in church. Now, this is disturbing. I received a report from the wellness company providing the results of a study out of South Korea that indicates a dramatic increase in cancer among those who received vaccinations as compared to those who did not. These sorts of studies do not prove causation, but they do raise the question. Let's take a look at that. Make America bright again. That's all about getting rid of this spring forward, fall backward nonsense that we deal with every year. Thank you, sir, our dear president, for your attention to this matter. Thune, well, he refused to present the funding bill passed by the House. Yep, sent everybody home to mourn the recent rhino losses. Trump's endorsement wins are breaking all the records and are somewhere upwards of 80%. Rhinos are getting dropped like the five white rhinos Teddy Roosevelt bagged and tagged back in the day in his East Africa rhino camp. Trump has bagged three so far, but of course these are a different breed and a different kind of bagging. The sort Teddy dropped are spelled R-H-I-N-O. Well, Trump is tracking and taking aim at another breed, spelled R-I-N-O. What about the anti-weaponization issue before the House right now? We seem to be having a problem with congressional leadership, Thune in the Senate, and Speaker Mike Johnson in the House. At least that's the way some feel about it. Let's take a look. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
And I received a report from the wellness company providing the results of a study out of South Korea that indicates a dramatic increase in cancer among those who received the jab as compared with those that did not. Now, these sorts of studies do not prove causation, but they do raise the question. So let's take a look at it. The wellness company has a reputation for opposing the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. The South Korean medical establishment conducted this study, and while they do not assert that it constitutes conclusive evidence of causation attributable to the mRNA vaccine, it does raise a significant association between the phenomenal increase in cancer diagnoses and the introduction of the mRNA vaccine. Now, this study establishes as fact that since the mRNA vaccines were introduced, there has been a dramatic increase in cancer, specifically in six types of cancer, a 69% rounded up from 68.7 in prostate cancer, a plus 53 round off from 53.3 increase in lung cancer, a 35% rounded off from a 35.1 increase in thyroid cancer, a plus 34% rounded up from a 33.5 increase in gastric cancer, and then plus 28 to plus 35%. The wellness company report explains the variable is due to differences in some reports. An AI-generated examination of the South Korean analysis of the Korean National Health Insurance Database, including over 8 million individuals, calculates the increase in cancer diagnoses within 1 year of receiving the vaccine to be, in this case, 28.1%. Now, breast cancer diagnoses increased plus 20, rounded up from 19.7%. and I provide the documentation linked in my notes. The results of this study have a 95% CI, or confidence interval, which is a, quote, statistician's, end quote, way of saying we are, quote, 95% confident the true hazard ratio lies somewhere in this range, end quote, that is, in these numbers I've recited. The results are limited to the parameters of the research. Data focused on cases diagnosed after the introduction of the mRNA vaccines, which is, of course, the point, and without taking into consideration the probability that those who received the jab were the sort more likely to visit their medical professional with greater frequency, which might have had some effect, higher incidence of cancer discovery in that group. So I'm not going to torture you with a continuation of this level of precision in my reporting, but I included it here to demonstrate how thoroughly I researched this sort of information before I bring it to the show. Nevertheless, while I introduce myself as Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, I am not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of theological studies, once considered the queen of the sciences. And the most ancient holders of the title doctor were, you know, doctors of the law in a context where theology was the basis of the law. Anyway, if you want to read through the medical establishment's arguments supporting a claim of efficacy for the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, well, knock yourself out. Right, I got a bunch of them listed right here, but a couple of cautions. One of them is none of these studies address concerns about safety, except for one reference to comparing later to earlier mRNA vaccines, and that by itself raises some questions. Caution number two, these come from the compromised FDA, Lancet, JAMA, and so on, and some other less popularly known medical establishment propaganda sensitive groups and associations. Well, we all remember how the medical establishment locked arms in defense of the whole COVID nightmare scam, and we have lost confidence in the integrity of their version of, well, let's just call it Fauci science. That's kind of a stand-in for phony science. Remember the mask. That whole ordeal, and get my book, Let My People Breathe, mentioned in some academic articles, by the way. This book provides a comprehensive look at the true science and scripture regarding mask efficacy and the legitimacy of mask mandates. Now, you can get a digital copy for under $5, just about anywhere books are sold. And anyone who purchases the book can get my research notes, which is a $100 value, by the way, free, with a code that's included in the book. The secret code, by the way, is found at the bottom of page 119 in the physical text and on the last page before the index in the digital version. One last comment on this before I move on to other topics. Remember all the talking heads that assured us that if you take the mRNA COVID vaccine, well, it stops transmission of the disease, and all the shaming that was hurled upon us by the MSM and Fauci and Burke and so on, and, well, every medical establishmentarian. Dr. Robert Redfield, former CDC director from 2018 through 2021, on December 18, 2024, when it was safe to do so, and during a public affairs event at the Heritage Foundation, an event called, quote, The Future of Biosafety, said out loud in front of God and everybody that the mRNA COVID vaccine, quote, wasn't ever meant to prevent transmission. It didn't prevent transmission. Probably was a misnomer to call it a vaccine. It's really more like a medicine. It doesn't stop infection, end quote. Now check the link for his full statement in which he explains why he recommended it for the elderly and resisted use of the vaccine for children. I totally said that was a mistake. Those not at high risk and expressly rejected the idea that it would protect anyone from transmission or from infection and saw no value in creating mandates for it. So that was a terrible mistake. He saw some benefit as a medicine to facilitate healing among those already infected, but not as a way to control transmission. He also expressed concerns about its association with harmful reactions. He explained very little has been done to verify its safety, and said he would not be surprised if the mRNA COVID vaccine is what he called black box within a few years from his statement. Now, you can see it here. For something to be black box, by the way, means the FDA requires the manufacturer to place the strongest level of safety warning on the product's labeling. It could cause death, permanent disability, or severe injury. Now, if you wonder why Dr. Robert Redfield left the CDC directorship in 2021 and was replaced by Rochelle Walensky, all you need to hear is her statement on the efficacy of what we now euphemistically call the jab and compare it to his. Our data, she said, from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it is not just in the clinical trials, but it is also in real-world data. End quote. Really? See and hear her statement here. During her U.S. Senate testimony, then director of the CDC said, quote, data have emerged again that demonstrate that even if you were to get infected during post-vaccination, that you can't give it to anyone else, end quote. Huh, that's interesting. That's reported by Holmes Liebrand, CNN Politics, May 21, 2021. Rachel Maddow, whatever, probably the lead cheerleader among MSM for the vaccine, said, quote, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this, end quote. Documented here. Here's another example of many more from Maddow. On the night after her interview with Walensky, Maddow reported on, quote, new research, end quote, that the vaccines not only significantly protect against COVID symptoms, but for the most part actually block infection, which means they also prevent the spread of the virus. She said, quote, we can end this thing with vaccines, end quote. She said, quote, the virus stops with every vaccinated person, end quote. And all of that turned out to be a lie, Joe Biden said in a CNN town hall with Don Lemon. Quote, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations, end quote. Again, a lie. But the director of the CDC before Walensky said, nah, the vaccine was never meant to stop the spread. At best, it was a medicine that showed some promise of helping those infected who were elderly, and that it was actually questionable whether this jab could rightly be called a vaccine at all. So Biden got rid of that guy and installed Waffly Walensky. The dark powers of the rulers of the darkness of this world are lurking about, looking for an opportunity to do it again. Please watch and pray. And be prepared. Get my book. Let my people breathe. When I get back, we'll continue with Make America Bright Again. Hold I on. Appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net. and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Make America bright again. What's that? MABA? Let's get rid of the clock springing forward, falling backward frustration. Thank you, sir, for your attention to this matter. The Sunshine Protection Act will make daylight saving time permanent. Now, I had not thought about it, but yeah, I suppose this will save millions twice a year, sending teams out to change the clock towers, you know, and all that. Oh, not to mention, by the way, the drop-off in church attendance caused by this every year. Anyway, God intended we get a season of longer, brighter evenings. And I say, amen, to the Sunshine Protection Act. I wonder if we get Thum to work on saving sunshine. Because we already know he can't be bothered with saving America. No time for that. Speaking of Senate Majority Leader Thune, he refused to present the funding bill passed by the House Yep, send everybody home to mourn the recent Rhino losses. Trump's endorsement wins are breaking all the records and are somewhere upwards of 80%. Rhinos are getting dropped like the five white rhinos Teddy Roosevelt bagged in his day in East Africa Rhino Camp. Trump's got his own rhino camp at work here. He bagged three so far. But of course, these are different breed of rhino. The sort Teddy dropped are spelled R-H-I-N-O. Trump is taking aim at another breed spelled R-I-N-O. Dan Crenshaw, Republican, Texas, lost his seat in the House along with Thomas Massie. And Cassidy was recently dropped from the Senate. Cornyn is targeted and expected to drop on the 26th of this month to Paxton. And that will make four. So, to tie Teddy's record, he's going to need one more. But I'm not counting all the state representatives and other elections Trump has endorsed. No wonder the rhinos are shaking in the House and Senate. These rhinos don't like being answerable to the people. That's the problem. I hope you understand what's going on with Thune and those supporting him. Those propping him up and allowing him to continue providing cover for their own cowardice and rebellion against the consent of the governed. They don't want to rule under the consent of the governed, and they are making a play for stopping Trump's efforts to fulfill yet another promise he made to us, to give the government back to the people, to take it away from Washington, D.C., and give it back to the... Remember this? Yeah, give this a listen.
We are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
Now, for that was from 9 years ago, January 20, 2017, at the beginning of his first term, and he has not forgotten us. He remembers his promises and keeps them. And that's what these devils hate about him the most. If he would simply join the club and lie to us like they do and turn his attention toward protecting the backs of those who have stabbed America in the back by working for the club members rather than for the American people who pay these devils. And I agree with Bongino. Thune is leading the Rhino Pack and they are shaking in their... Perissodactyl hooves. Get my notes to look into that. Thune opened the gate to let them escape, sneaking away on their soft and quiet padded hooves to hide in their safe homes, to lick their wounds, heal, and plan their next move to save the rhino pack from the rhino hunter. Yeah, it's over. God has raised up Trump to restore the most important principle of divine civil order, consent of the governed. No more of this evil divine right of kings nonsense, or its cousin doctrine, the divine right of government rulers, that was carried over from the Catholic pagan alliance made with Rome and developed through the Dark Ages. But before I leave this topic, beware, the Roman whore is saddling the beast. The religious system of Rome, Revelation 17, is attempting to saddle the fourth beast of Daniel's prophecy, Daniel 7, holder of the kingdom at present, and the bride of Christ, the church, must resist and not assist this effort. Don't think the devil is above using the Bible to deceive God's people. But let me tell you how evil Thune is and the senators who follow him and allow him to thwart Trump's effort to save America. Matt Van Swall on X observed, quote, Leader Thune appears to be a Democrat. He has refused to pass the SAVE Act, refused to fund ICE, Border Patrol, and blocks Trump's recess appointments just like a Democrat. When is someone going to cry foul, throw in the penalty flag, and remove this bum? Come on, Rhino Hunter Trump. Drop Rhino Thune. Bag your fifth to tie Rhino Hunter Teddy's record. But I agree. This rhino should be outed and ousted by the Senate itself. This would be a good job for the president of the Senate to spearhead. Come on, J.D. Speak up and call for Thune's removal. We seem to be having a problem with congressional leadership, Thune and Speaker Mike Johnson. Thune sent the Senate home without doing the Senate's job and ensuring America is protected from government abuse and overreach. Yeah, this guy just does not want to protect Americans. He does not want to protect our elections. He does not want to fund ICE and Border Patrol. The guy's a Democrat. What else can I think? What is he whining about now? Excuse me, say again? What was that? He's, in his own words, not a big fan of providing a fund to compensate Americans unjustly attacked by the weaponization of government. He can't be afraid that Trump's going to benefit, since he has already openly and formally declined receiving any compensation for attacks that have been made on him and his family, beyond receiving a public and formal apology from those perpetrating this evil on him and on us. But he wants the J6 victims to be able to be made whole after having their lives destroyed by the evil beast of government weaponization and some others as well. Nothing is more fearful to the average American than for the government to use its seemingly limitless power and resources to come after them with an effort to destroy them, rather than to be there to protect them. He is throwing a fit, that is, Thune is throwing a fit because Trump did not consult him in advance. What are you talking about? The president asked for a bill to be hammered out in Congress that would provide access to relief against government abuse of power used against them. These guys are ready to discuss providing relief for every other kind of misfortune that comes upon American citizens, so long as they can use it to manipulate and purchase votes. This one won't buy any. The only misfortune they don't want to compensate is when it comes to, well, them. You want to know what's particularly offensive about this? I heard Dove, that's my wife, by the way, I call her Dove. She refers to herself as Jerry's Dove. Anyway, I went downstairs to get some coffee during show prep. She was listening to Vince this morning. Hey, you know, when I was driving from Washington, D.C. to Ripley, West Virginia, to meet up with our son, I saw an exit sign for a street named, get this, Jerry Dove. I got a picture, sent it to her. Pretty cool. Anyway, I heard Vince talking about this and talking about the hypocrisy of the Senate. Do you remember that brouhaha that got all stirred up when the Senate learned that Biden's DOJ was illegally spying on them, accessing their phone records and spying on them at the behest of traitor Jack Smith as part of his weaponization attack by the Justice Department against Trump? Senator John Thune, Majority Leader of the Senate, created a legal pathway for the senators, but not the House members, to sue the federal government for at least $500,000 per violation, plus attorney's fees. Did you know that Thune instructed that this provision be added to the government funding bill in the final hours of the negotiations? Snuck it in? This provision did not protect House members or the general public. It only protected his buddies, the senators. The House shut it down, so it didn't go anywhere. However, imagine the sort of distorted soul that could have the hubris to sneak in such a provision benefiting only a select group of his friends and colleagues and expressly deny any relief to House members or the public, and then get up in arms against Trump because he wants to provide such a fund to relieve these victimized by the Biden-era weaponization of government against American patriots like those abused by the false J6 accusations. Why is Thune holding up Trump's appointments? Why is Trump not putting forward his replacement for AG while Thune holds the gavel? Might be connected. Does this add up to the sum I think it might? That's a weird sentence, you know, but anyway, you get it. What has Trump got planned for getting around this latest effort to keep the government from being delivered into the hands of we the people? Can you imagine this creep wanting to give his Senate club members relief from oppressive abuse of government power, but does not want to extend that protection to American citizens? Thune does not want to give power to the American citizen. This is seen in his refusal to pass Save America. It's seen in this matter as well. This is betrayal of the fundamentals of our contract with government, of, by, and for the people. It's not government of, by, and for Thune and his fellow Aristo Country Club Republican in name only comrades. No, Really, drop the hyperbolic rhetoric for a moment. Think about this. Thune is obviously avoiding yielding to what he knows is something like a 95% of the American people's will. We the people. First three words of the Constitution. The first party of the contract. The party of the first part. Initiates the contract, drafts it, outlines its provisions. The party of the second part agrees or disagrees and negotiates the terms. We, the people of the United States of America, are the party of the first part. I understand there is no legally established priority defined for the party of the first part, but it is commonly understood that this is the, well, the seller side of a of an arrangement or the employer side of an arrangement, the initiator of the terms of the contract, and the party of the second part, by accepting the contract terms, is bound by those terms for the term of the contract. Anyway, all cuteness aside, I offer that. In the mind and heart of our founders, we the people are the party of the first part, initiating, defining the terms and the relationship established by this contract with those who would rule on our behalf. The preamble identifies the authority upon which the contract stands, the authority of we the people, and the purpose served by the contract to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to all generations of Americans. And it's under the authority of the consent of the governed by which this contract or constitution is ordained for the United States of America. That's why our constitution begins, we the people. It does not begin, we the Congress, nor I the executive, nor we the judiciary. It begins, we the people. And it seems thus far, Trump's the only one who understands that and gets it. The Congress, the executive, and the judiciary have existence by the ordaining authority of we the people, thus forming, by divine right, the ordained authority under God's grace and Christ's governance. Because all power is ordained by God, and God has ordained that governments instituted by men receive their authority to rule from the consent of the governed. He's commanded that any who would rule men must do so justly and in the fear of God. Whenever any people submit to a tyrant and yield to unjust leaders, they have by default consented to be so ruled. Well, I won't have time to get into what's going on with Mike Johnson. That's going to take a little bit of time to explain, and I want to get into that Saturday night for Brain Massage Live. So let's just wrap it up. Thune, nuke the filibuster. Or, hey, MAGA Republicans, nuke Thune and take the gavel from him and give it to somebody who'll get the work done. Okay, I need to pick up the rest of this Saturday night for the Brain Massage Live, episode number 1085. I usually go online, live stream between 8 and 9 p.m. Look for me on Rumble, X, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I've lit the lamps, the Church Belfry Arch. Now let me know if you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, type in your message, and click send. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. I'd love to hear from my audience. Please call 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to godswar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.